gets it to Jugnauth, plays it back to the line to Dexheimer. Moves it over to the far side as the Badgers set up the power play. Smolanic back to Dexheimer, to Jugnauth, top of the near circle, through traffic, he scores! Tyson Jugnauth, a huge power play goal. It's 3-0 Badgers.
Humongous would be a better term, I think. It is a huge power play goal, and notice that he's the one defenseman that was on his forehand, took the shot, significant traffic out in front, gives Smolanic a lot of credit because he took the eyes away from the goaltender. And Ohio State, for the first time in killing that penalty, very much appeared to be stagnant, not moving very much. Both times that they tried to clear it, not a good situation. So big goal for Bucky, 3-0, a power play goal. And remember that this power play still continues for another 2 minutes and 11 seconds.
Bricky controls off the draw for Ohio State. On the rush, he brings it in as he gets around Lucius. Bumped to the ball, wall behind the net, and the Badgers get control of it. Badgers on that power play got the Ohio State penalty killers moving side to side, and McMord was in position to block the shot and almost flinched or turned away as Jugnauth let the wrist shot go past him. He found that opening and beat Dobish. D. St. Paul controls in the offensive zone. Badgers on top, 3-0.
Tee it up. He's right there.
Shot through traffic, had a man, as you mentioned, right up front. Stramo was right there. Dobish makes the save, and now Stramo takes a couple of jabs into his left arm, and he smartly just backs away.
From Scooter.
Yeah. Stramo goes to get his stick, and it's Tyler Duke, that has it, and he whacks him a couple of times in his shin pads with it for the trouble.
Oh, Lord. Well, they'll keep this power play unit out. They're pretty rested by comparison to the 3 minutes that the other unit pretty much gobbled up.
And if I might be crazy on this, but I'm pretty sure Tyler Duke hit Stramo 3 times in the shin pads with it. One for each of the 3 Shea Donovan cross-checks in the back that got Tyler Duke mad a moment ago, and he got the roughing call when he came off the top rope to go after Donovan. Offensive zone faceoff, 5:41 to go in the third. Badgers on top of the 7th-ranked Buckeyes, 3-0 here. Looking for their third Big Ten win of the season out of the Badgers. Buckeyes control at the faceoff, can't get the rush going, and the Badgers have a chance. Stramo to Lucius, cuts to the middle, rush shot, he scores! Cruz, Lucius, make it 4-0 Badgers.
Unfortunate turnover at the blue line for Ohio State because that was labeled 2-on-1 until Cruz Lucius, Stramel, and Brock Caulfield had basically a 3-on-1, and Cruz Lucius undressed the defenseman who was trying to take the puck away from him, and as per usual, put it top shelf.
What could have been an odd man rush for the Buckeyes going one direction turned into a 3-on-1 the other way for the Badgers, and once Lucius got to the middle, you knew he had options that he would like, and he made no doubt about it. His 9th of the season, the Badgers freshman forward who leads the team in scoring keeps that red hot stick working, and the Badgers are on top 4-0. A power play goal. Lucius will have to regroup at center ice, a little between the legs here. Badgers don't want to get casual. You want to bring this one to the house here, up 4-0. Still on the power play for another 1:10 and counting. See if you can get everybody free ice cream here, Badgers, huh? You're up 4. Let's see if they can get that 5th. Kuhlman's at the blue line, to the top of the circle, on the near side. Stops, gives it to D. St. Paul at the point. Kuhlman's quickly moves it to Lucius inside the blue line on the far side. Over to D. St. Paul, top of the near circle. Stops along the near boards, looking for some help. He'll send it over to Lucius cross ice. Cruz takes it down low, bottom of the circle. Backhand pass back towards the blue line to D. St. Paul. Kuhlman's has it now inside the line. Snaps a pass over to Lucius. Looking towards the middle. Can't find anybody. Gets it to Kuhlman's through traffic. His wrist shot is blocked. D. St. Paul tees one up, and Dobish put his head down while his glove was up and said, "Please, Lord, I hope this finds my glove or something else." Instead, it went over top of the net and off the glass. Badgers still have control of it. Caulfield will play it back to the blue line. Smolanic with it now. Badgers in a shooting gallery. Fire it right at a wrist shot right into the skate of Patrick Guzzo, who blocks that one. Badgers maintain control. Another 10 seconds remaining in the major penalty. Dexheimer with it now. Along the near boards. Takes it to the circle. Had a man cutting hard. Tried to get it to Erdahl. And that was just wide of the far post.
Boy, Erdahl does a good job around the net, doesn't he?
He was buzzing. A beautiful pass by Dexheimer. Just didn't connect. Singleton's back out of the box. The Buckeyes are at full strength. And the Badgers have added to their advantage that now stands at 4-0 here with 3:50 and counting in the third period. Erdahl tripped up from behind. Buckeyes get control of the puck, and they'll bring it out to center ice. Halliday through the neutral zone. The big long left-hander takes it to his forehand and sends it just wide of Jared Moe, who is down along the far post. Erdahl checks his man. A chance for the Badgers to rush the other way. Here's Smolanic taking the pass from Stang. They crisscross, leave it for Stang right up the middle, sends it wide of the net as he tried to return it to Smolanic. Back to the blue line it goes to Vorlicki. To Lotch, fakes the shot, brings it to the near side, throws it on net, and like a fair catch, Dobish catches that one through traffic, and he'll hang on to get the whistle.
Well, you can't cut the intensity with an action, or with action like that, unless you get into a situation where the Badgers would be losing. That would be a different play of the game, but we've seen how good Dobish can be as a goaltender, but we've also seen how good the Badgers can be when they play at full intensity like they have for the last 57 minutes.
Badgers power play, they are 8-5 this season when they score a power play goal, looking to make that 9-5 as they've done so here on the man advantage tonight. Buckeyes win the draw, lifted high end over end out to center ice. Messina will get it in over the line as the Buckeyes try to counter. Vorlicki has control of it, plays it along the far boards, can't get it out of the zone, never reached Horbach. Send it down low, had a man behind the defense, but Leslie couldn't control the pass. A centering pass now goes right through the slot, back to the blue line. Regula will keep it in, but sends it to Horbach. Snaps a pass ahead to Mersch. Mersch with a long wrist shot from the top of the circle, and Dobish makes the save. Mersch then pokes the puck loose, causing a turnover at least momentarily. They'll have to regroup as everybody's trying to dig it out of the near corner. Mersch delivers a little hip check into Messina, and finally the Buckeyes' Regula will play it away to the blue line. Donovan tried to wrist it back in. It came over the line. The Badgers have to get back onside. Buckeyes will dump it in, and guess who? Mersch delivers a big check. There's going to be more fisticuffs here before this one is over. As Mersch hit his man Treylor right into the team's benches, then Treylor jabbed at him with his stick right in front of the referee, who had to separate the two so they could get over the boards on a line change. 2:15 to go in the third. The Badgers on top, 4-0 over the seventh-ranked Buckeyes. Erdahl keeps it in the zone on the aggressive forecheck, something the Badgers have done a good job tonight on this forecheck, getting it behind the defense and creating some turnovers and some opportunities. Racing it through center ice is Jake Wise, the Buckeyes' captain. Pass works its way over to Gildon along the near side, plays it down low. Wise below the goal line, pinned by Dexheimer up against the boards. Lotch trying to pry it loose, he and Gildon exchanging elbows. And now Malmquist will play it off the boards and out to center ice. Back in his own zone is Tyler Duke. Stops behind his own net as the Badgers get a change. 1:40 to go in the third period. Wise, long cry slice pass, finds Cassidy, tees one up, sends it wide of Jared Moe, around the boards it goes. Malmquist gets it to Smolanic. He'll regroup back in his own zone, peeling away from pressure, and now comes through center ice. Ty Smolanic lifts it high into the air and off the back wall, right behind Jakub Dobish between the pipes for Ohio State. Dunlop, a little touch pass as the Buckeyes break it out through center ice and into the offensive zone. Cassidy on his backhand, takes it behind the net below the goal line, slams it off the boards. Nobody was home at the point. It'll go all the way back into the Buckeye zone, and that clock continues to tick. Now 1 minute remaining in period number three. Badgers on top, 1-0. Or 4-0, excuse me. Seemed like it was 1-0 for so long in this one until the floodgates opened for the Badgers.
Correct.
Stang chips it out to center ice. It goes back into the Buckeye zone. C.J. Regula will play a long lead pass to center ice to Dunlop. Dunlop will send it cross ice off the boards. First one there will be Dexheimer. He'll play it ahead towards Donovan. Goes wide of him all the way down the ice. No icing call here on the Badgers as the Buckeyes collect it behind their own net. Crowd here at the Kohl Center starting to applaud the effort and the result here the Badgers have put together tonight. And certainly you can say at least one of, if not the best effort they've had so far this season, and doing so against a team that had come in red hot and ranked seventh in the country. That doesn't mean that Ian still isn't frustrated with an icing call here on the Badgers.
Lord.
An unforced error with just 15.3 on the clock. Scooter Bricky having a bit of conversation here, and an animated one with Shea Donovan as they smile and grin at each other, and then the officials have to come in and separate the two.
I have never seen Shea Donovan back down from anybody.
Face-off in the Badger zone to the left of netminder Jared Moe. See if the Badgers can win this draw and milk dock the rest 15 seconds here. Treloar sends it towards the front of the net. It's blocked. Mersch has it. Wrists it hard off the boards to the blue line. Duke holds it. Spins, sends it wide of Moe. Donovan trying to get there. Hits his man up against the wall. Vorlicki has it behind the net. 2 seconds. One. There's the horn, and we're going to have pushing and shoving because too many bodies were meeting there at the glass for it not to happen for sure. But either way, the final result will read Badgers 4, Buckeyes nothing. Jared Moe has the shutout, and the Badgers have their third Big Ten win of the season, and it's a big one over the seventh-ranked Buckeyes. Finally, the bodies are separated as the Ohio State players will head back to our left. To their netminder, Jakub Dobish. The two teams coming to the blue line where they'll salute each other with sticks and say, all's good that ends good, right?
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night. I got your name and number. I have a feeling this one will pick up right where we left off here tonight. It was a great game, an entertaining game from start to finish. Had a little bit of everything. The only thing it didn't have was an Ohio State goal as Jared Moe gets the shutout, his third of the season. And the Badgers get the victory. 4-0, and there finally is the stick salute from these two teams, and they'll head to the locker room and get ready to do it all over again tomorrow, where the Badgers will shoot for their first Big Ten series sweep of the season. Before we take a break, we owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network a 10-second legal ID. 10 seconds, this is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
It's a happy singing of varsity tonight for the Badger players and their fans here at the Kohl Center as Jared Moe gets his third shutout in the last five games for the Badgers. And they win it 4-0 over the Buckeyes. Our post-game show coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Add style to your bathroom with a Kohler Elate sliding shower door at Menards. The frameless design emphasizes its tempered glass to create a sleek, minimalist look. The Kohler Elate sliding shower door is available in different finishes and features clean coat technology, which creates a barrier between the water and the glass to help keep the door looking like new. Save big money on Kohler shower doors now at Menards. Savings good through January 22nd.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Win it over the Buckeyes 4-0 in short brief summary, Ian. That was fun. That's the way
I
to play hockey.
I enjoyed this Friday night on what I would consider to be the most dreary, drab Friday we've had in the month of January.
Well, everybody's heading for the exits here at the Kohl Center. Happy tonight as the Badgers win it 4-0 over the Buckeyes. Our post-game show will include the energizing performance of the game, our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato and have a Badger player interview as well and get you caught up on all the scores from around the college hockey world and have plenty of highlights to recap this one. The Badgers win it 4-0 over the Buckeyes. Our post-game show comes your way next. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with lows around 17. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 27. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 18. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday with daytime highs approaching 26. 27 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post-Game Show.
Smiles all around here tonight at the Kohl Center. It was a great day for hockey as the Badgers win it by the score of 4-0. Over 7th-ranked Ohio State. Some interesting, some guys who didn't get normally stars of the game type attention are getting it here tonight inside the Kohl Center, flipping out the pucks. Jared Moe certainly is no stranger to it, but Shea Donovan and Luke Lemaster, it's good to see for guys who work really hard to program, guys like those two getting to enjoy some success here tonight and a big win for the Badgers.
Well, we have to give people from Duluth a little bit of credit every so often.
Oh, that's not very nice of you. As our as our post-game intermission show gets going here for you tonight, it is time for our player of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Plenty of good options to choose from tonight. Ian, who do you have for our Everlight Solar player of the game?
Well, I did an Everlight Solar play of the game, and okay, that would be Luke Lemaster's energizing player of the game. He was in a situation where, as we have mentioned numerous times before, coming into tonight's game, he was in a situation where he'd played 51 games as a Badger, had one assist, and comes up with the big goal to put the Badgers up 1-0, and they never looked back after he scored that goal. And it wasn't like it was a cheap goal by any stretch of the imagination. Give a lot of credit to Owen Lindmark, who won the draw. A bad angle shot, but it was a bullet, and it caught the goaltender napping, and the Badgers went up 1-0. That energized the team, and we have a 1-0 lead.
All right, so you flipped our sponsorships here. That was our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy, the goal by Luke Lemaster, and Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Now, our Everlight Solar player of the game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you have for our player of the game yet?
Well, I gave it to Jared Moe. I don't know if it's just you and me, but every time that he plays, he either gets a shutout or a win. Yeah. So I think it's pretty much you and me.
Let's go with that. I like that. 22 saves for Jared Moe this evening. His third shutout in the Badgers' last five games. Lake State in Milwaukee. We got that one at Fiserv Forum. You're right. Notre Dame in the opener on January 6th here, Friday night, in a 2-0 victory. He got that one. We were both working it. And again tonight. So as the the good luck charms.
Maybe
for
we should give ourselves player.
Yeah, I like where you're headed with this, indeed. But, you know, we're not selfish, so we'll spread the love around. So our Everlight Solar player of the game is Jared Moe with 22 saves and the shutout. Lots of good things to choose from tonight as well. You could pick the number of players. If you could go 3, 4, 5, 6 stars if you wanted to pick them tonight.
Exactly the case. And but the only downer of the entire game was the fact that Jack Gorniak ended up going off the ice holding his left arm, or dragging his left arm, was speaking. That's pretty much symbolic of a separated shoulder. So let's hope that he's okay, because his speed will be missed.
Short time after Gorniak had scored his third goal of the season, a big one on a nice centering feed from Sam Stang. Our post-game show will continue here from the Kohl Center. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato. Have a Badger player to chat with as well. Get you caught up on all the college hockey scores and highlights as well. Badgers win it 4-0 over 7th-ranked Ohio State. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Shop Menards today and save big money. Put the finishing touches on your kitchen or bathroom with a new faucet from Moen. Moen creates faucets that feature innovative technology and have a timeless aesthetic. Available in a variety of styles and finishes, find the perfect faucet for your home with Moen's wide selection of kitchen and bathroom faucets. Moen faucets are great for resisting water spots and fingerprints. Save big money on Moen faucets at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth as our post-game show continues here from a happy Kohl Center, where the Badgers win it 4-0 over Ohio State. And as Ian so rightly points out, besides the fact that we are Jared Moe's good luck charm, that he has posted three shutouts when we have been doing the call here, and those three coming in their last five games. Luke LeMaster has never scored a goal in a game that we weren't broadcasting.
Yes, there you go.
At least on the collegiate level, anyway, as he gets his first goal for the Badgers here tonight, the first goal of the game, his first goal as a Badger, and it was a big one, the 4-0 victory. While we have a chance, let's quickly run down the stats for you tonight. Badgers put 34 shots on Jakub Dobish, the great netminder for the Ohio State Buckeyes, four of those getting past him, and the Badgers outshooting the Buckeyes in the first and third period. In that third period, thanks in part to a long power play that was four or five on three and then five on four, they outshot the Buckeyes 16-3 in that third period as they were trying to bring it home, as they did tonight. Jared Moe with 22 saves in the shutout for the Badgers. Jakub Dobish, 30 for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Luke LeMaster getting the Badgers on the board in the second period with his first collegiate goal off the draw. He took it wide to the far circle and let the wrist shot go, and it found a home. Jack Gorniak in the third period at the 8-minute mark got the Badgers their 2-0 advantage, his third of the season, assist go to Stang and Donovan. And a short time later, as Ian mentioned last segment, Gorniak suffering an injury, what appeared to be to his shoulders. He headed off to the locker room, so hopefully Jack ends up okay and not being as serious as it did indeed look. Tyson Jugnauth, a power play tally in the third period when that major penalty after a skirmish, Jared Moe got run over. Shea Donovan cross-checked a Buckeye into the back several times, and then off the top rope came Duke, knocking him down, turned into a major power play for the Badgers. They complete the 4-0 victory with Cruz Lucius getting his ninth of the season, and I'm stalling because it looks like we have Badgers head coach Tony Granato joining us. Coach, can you hear us all right? Oh, Coach, can you hear us okay? Oh, I think he's got the wrong headset. There we go. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Coach, how you doing?
Well, better now that I got the great headset on.
I thought, darn it, this has worked so well. Something's wrong with my mic. Well, yeah. Congratulations on the victory. You said when we were talking before the game that this one might have a playoff-type feel tonight, and it certainly seemed like, certainly from the effort, a spirited one from your team right from the start.
I agree with you. I think that our mentality going in was, okay, it's the second half. If we're going to make a push and we're going to salvage something out of the year, there has to be another level of intensity that goes along with it, and desperation and everything else that goes with the playoff game. So, yeah, I thought our guys were outstanding tonight. Got a little chippy there in the third, which does reflect of what happens in playoffs, too, when a team gets a lead. And I thought our guys handled that really well. It was really important for that power play to go out and you know, get at least one goal. We were able to get two. We blew the five-on-three opportunities that we had. I think we were just a little too patient with it. But was really a great response after that to you know, get back into it and regain our focus and get those goals.
Ohio State does such a good job defensively, usually in bottling up the neutral zone. How did you like what you saw from your team in getting that puck deep and going to work on the forecheck?
Loved it, especially early in the game. I think that was really important to start the game that way. I thought, you know, we made some good decisions with the puck and through the neutral zone. I thought we got in the forecheck really well. I think we made their D work in the first period. I thought, you know, for the most part, the second period was kind of the same. They got a little bit of momentum at different points of the second period, but I thought our game plan today, or at least our players sticking to what our game plan was from the start to finish, was outstanding. And it was a hard-earned victory. We lost a player in Gorniak there on the hit. We got some other bumps and bruises from tonight's game, but to win a game in a playoffs or in a series against a team that is playing as well and as physical as they are, you're going to get beat up a little bit. So we'll get Bantle back tomorrow, which will be important. He's a big piece and a big body that'll help us. But I thought we, you know, four goals on that team as well, two power play goals and two hard-earned five-on-five goals. It was a heck of a game for us.
Well, to lighten the mood, I want to know which assistant coach is taking credit for the scoring machine, Luke LeMaster.
Well, let's go with Oz. We've worked with him. I'll tell you what, though. We put him on forward for a few practices there when we were low on numbers forward-wise. He played a little bit at forward in the tournament in Milwaukee because we didn't have enough bodies up front. And we were, you know, He was good. Pretty good on the line rush and pretty good at getting into shooting position. And, you know, that one was just a perfect example of what a goal scorer would do when you're pulling the puck one way and the goalie's moving with you. You go to the other side of the net. And he did. It was a great shot. I thought there was a little subtle pick by Smolanic on the faceoff that gave him that room. Obviously, Lundmark won the draw. But that was a big goal. I mean, the team that got the first goal tonight, it was going to be hard for the other team to create anything. And I thought we buckled down defensively. Mosey made four or five really good saves, which you have to do in every game. Defensively, though, I thought was really solid.
Well, I know how popular he is. I mean, he's such a good kid.
You're going to talk about Shea next?
No, but I get into a situation where it kind of I almost teared up. As soon as the goal was scored and everybody was celebrating, I watched Lindmark go into the net to retrieve the puck.
Isn't that good stuff? Well, you guys missed Shea Donovan. They went to the ice and got Shea Donovan's first assist and point. So the two Duluth boys tonight both chipped in. I thought Shea, again, you know, you can't say enough about a kid like that. He, you know, going into the season, he's a depth defenseman. Shea, I don't know if you're going to play, but you got to stay ready. You know, if there's injuries and something happens, you know, you may get a chance to play, but I need you to work hard. I need you to be there for our guys. And been a great teammate. Played a little bit in Milwaukee up front, and that's two games. And tonight we had him, you know, he played against the other team's top line probably seven or eight shifts. Gave us a lot. And great credit to him. And it was, you know, he got roughed up there in that little skirmish there, but he was there for us. And he would be a star on the star sheet tonight as well.
And I'm sure it didn't take too long in the locker room, whether it's tonight or in your first meetings tomorrow, to say, we've got to turn the page, because you know Ohio State, just like when you did with Notre Dame, that they're going to come back guns a-blazing tomorrow and that you need to be ready for another playoff-type game.
Absolutely. And it's good. This is good for us. I mean, if we're going to grow as a team, we're going to have to deal. It's good we're playing a great team that lost on the road tonight again tomorrow, because again, they're going to come back, like you said, upset. You saw how upset they got in the third period. They came unglued. That was one of the things going into the game. At some point, one of the teams is going to break. If we both play solid and to our game plan, at some point, one team's going to have to give in it. And I thought we made them do that in the third period when they got running around and took the penalties and got out of control. And that's a credit to us, was staying with our game plan. And at different points of the season, when the games were on the line or we fell behind by a goal, we would change to try to make something happen to create some offense, and that's when we got in trouble. So I think tonight was a step. It's something that we have to learn from, that the positive things that we did do well to carry in and through the rest of the season.
Congratulations on the victory tonight. Thanks for the time, and best of luck tomorrow
guys.
Night.
Thanks, guys.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. His team 4-0 victors tonight. Here we'll have another interview to speak with one of the Badgers stars of the game and have our calls of the game when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Back inside the Kohl Center, the American Family Insurance booth, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin, with the Badgers victorious tonight in this Big Ten series opener. 4-0 over the 7th-ranked Buckeyes. Just finishing up the stats, it's been Cruz Lucius, who's got his 9th of the season. That capped off the Badgers scoring. It was a power play tally. Stramel and D. St. Fowl get the assist. And you pointed out a couple of interesting looking at that stat sheet, Ian, on the stats. Matthew's shot total and the block total tonight for the Badgers.
Well, it's interesting to me is that I didn't think that the Badgers had blocked that many shots, especially with Anthony Kerr being out of the game as their shot-blocking specialist, I guess, if you want to call it, for their defensive core. But by comparison standards, Ohio State defensemen and forwards blocked 13 shots as they tried to wake their way to the net. The Badgers turned around and blocked 21. That's a very impressive situation. Matty D. St. Fowl, he got into a situation where he had 7 shots on net and had 1 assist to show for it. And a few of those were point blank, and they ended up right in the midsection of the goaltender. I don't know if he was off balance, didn't have a chance to look up, or what it is, but 9 times out of 10, he's going top shelf. And tonight, he seemed to be shooting for more for to create rebounds than he did to actually score.
Badgers producing plenty of highlights along the 60 minutes of action in this one, and it's time for our calls of the game. Hit Stramel in stride, but he's bumped right as he got outside the blue line. A wrist shot right on by Thiessen. Mo makes the save. 2 players crashing down. 1 Badger and 1 Buckeye send the puck right in Mo's direction, and he catches the fluttering biscuit in the air and hangs on. In the Buckeye zone to the right of Jakub Dobish. It'll come back to the point. Controlled by LeMaster. His wrist shot and finds the back of the net. Gorniak peeling away from pressure, but turns it over to Halliday. Centering pass, has a man up front, and a blocker save off the bid of Davis Burnside by Jared Moe. Comes up big there. Hasn't been tested much, but he needed to make that save on the 10th shot by the Buckeyes. Donovan with a good job there. Shoulders Lori away and chops the puck ahead to Stang. He's got a man with it. Gorniak going hard up front. Gorniak with a shot. He scores! Check! Gorniak buries it. It's 2-0 Badgers. Moves it over to the far side as the Badgers set up the power play. Mlonick back to Dexheimer. To Jugnauth. Top of the near circle. Through traffic. He scores! Tyson Jugnauth. A huge power play goal. It's 3-0 Badgers. Buckeyes control at the faceoff. Can't get the rush going, and the Badgers have a chance. Stramel to Lucius. Cuts to the middle. Rush shot. He scores! Cruz Lucius. Make it 4-0 Badgers. Donovan trying to get there. Hits his man up against the wall. Vorlicki has it behind the net. 2 seconds. 1. There's the horn, and we're going to have pushing and shoving because too many bodies were meeting there at the glass for it not to happen for sure. But either way, the final result will read Badgers 4, Buckeyes nothing. Jared Moe has the shutout, and the Badgers have their 3rd Big Ten win of the season, and it's a big one over the 7th-ranked Buckeyes. Badgers get the victory 4-0, and I believe we are joined by one of our stars of the game, Luke LeMaster. Luke, can you hear us all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, great. Congratulations on the victory. And Coach said before the game when I was talking to him that he thought this one would have a playoff feel and intensity to it tonight. It sure seemed like that when you guys came right out of the gate and played so well in that first period.
Oh, yeah, that was an intense game. I mean, they're a good team. You know, we had to put a couple things together, stick together, stick to the game plan, and just play for each other, and you can see what happens.
All right, now we got that courtesy question out of the way. Let's talk about your goal-scoring abilities, huh? Your first collegiate goal comes tonight. Take us through the play and what happened, and feel free to talk about it for 15 minutes because you got to enjoy this one.
Yeah, that one feels good. I got the monkey off the back. The play, ozone draw. I'm actually looking at the circle right now. Owen Lindmark won the draw back, and then Ty Smolanic put a good screen on the guy. Owen held up his guy, too. Kind of just popped out right to me. I grabbed the puck, looked far post and put it right above his pad. So yeah, that one was awesome, and it was good to celebrate that one with my teammates tonight. But we got to get back on track and get another win tomorrow.
And they certainly enjoyed celebrating with you, because it looked like a Game 7 Stanley Cup game-winning overtime goal celebration as they were jumping on top of the glass, and the teammates are going to get the puck out of the net for you. You were the only guy on the team tonight to finish plus two as well, so you've got that honor and distinction going for you as well. But another thing that we noticed tonight, and Ian and I both commented for the defensemen especially, it seemed like you guys did a really good job and were really conscious tonight of in your defensive zone, up and out. Get it off the glass, get it off the boards, and get it out, and don't give them any chance off any turnovers. That you guys did a great job of getting it out of your zone and then going to work on the forecheck.
Yeah, I mean, that's our game plan every night. You know, some nights it's not we don't do it as well as other nights, and tonight we really stuck to it. You know, went north fast. You know, when you start going back D to D and stuff like that, and holding onto the puck for too long, bad things can happen. So best way to keep the puck out of the net is get it out of the zone as quick as possible. So
what about if you flip it up in the air and it hits the scoreboard?
Yeah, I mean, that one, they did blow that one dead, but I mean, hey, if that gets out, it gets out.
Yeah, I suppose. I guess you can look at it that way. I'm a former defenseman. This is Ian speaking, and I only scored 4 goals in 4 years. I scored 2 my freshman year, and I had to wait till 4 years later to score the other 2. Don't ever tell anybody that it was a wrist shot from the corner. It was a high slapper from the slot. Tell everybody that it ripped the goalie's glove off. That's the way you got to remember it, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Ripped the goalie's glove off and went far down. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Just magnify it to whatever level you want.
Oh, yeah. In 10 years, you know, I might have had 30 goals this year. So.
That could have been true.
Luke, I know it's a total team effort, especially defensively, when you get a shutout as you did here tonight. But what can you say about the play of Jared Mosley? Now, 3 shutouts in his last 5 games, and even bouncing back from an effort, obviously, that didn't work out so well in the Saturday game against Notre Dame. He bounces right back and posts a shutout here tonight.
I mean, Jared is a really hard worker, great teammate, great goalie, and, you know, he saved my rear end a couple times tonight. I made a couple mistakes, and he made up for me. So, I mean, it's awesome having him back there. Such a good guy, such a great goalie, and we all trust him. So we keep going like that, and we keep blocking some shots for him and make sure he's not getting peppered every single night. I mean, we can beat anyone, so.
Well, Luke, congratulations on the win tonight and getting Jared that shutout, and best of luck tomorrow night as you shoot for that series sweep.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too. That's Badgers defenseman Luke LeMaster getting his first collegiate goal tonight in the Badgers 4-0 victory. Our postgame show continues here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number 1 in the Big Ten. Football, number 1 in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number 1 rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
American Family Insurance broadcast booth here inside the Kohl Center, where the Badgers were victorious tonight over 7th-ranked Ohio State 4-0 in this Big Ten battle. Rob Lowe alongside Ian Perrin here as our post-game show continues. Time now to look at the scores from around the college hockey world and elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight. Just went final. A late power play tally, you say, Ian? Is that right for the Gophers?
With 8 seconds left.
Ooh, 4-3 victors over the Michigan Wolverines. The Gophers extend their lead in first place by another couple of points as they get the extra point by winning in overtime over the Wolverines, 4-3. And the other Big Ten action tonight, Notre Dame goes on the road and beats Penn State 2-1. So one of the all three teams that were tied for second place did not pick up points tonight. Ohio State losing here. Michigan State was idle, and Penn State falling at home to Notre Dame by the score of 2-1. So the Gophers extend their lead at the top of the Big Ten standings. I almost said WCHA. Almost did it. Almost did it. Old habits die hard. But the Badgers pick up a few points on Michigan, who picks up one tonight, and the Badgers get three, so they have 9 points to Michigan State, who's in sixth place, 16 points in the Big Ten standings. Elsewhere in college hockey, Atlantic hockey play. Canisius 5-1 over Bentley. Holy Cross and Sacred Heart skate to a 2-2 overtime tie. Sacred Heart winning in the shootout. Mercyhurst 4-1 over American International, and Niagara and Air Force getting going out on the West Coast. No score in the second period, I believe it was at last check.
3-2 Air Force.
3-2 now Air Force. Lots of actions happened since I got that score a few minutes ago. Lake Superior State and Minnesota State. I had 0-0 in the first period in CCHA play. Ian, you got any update on that one?
You got to find it.
You got to find it. All right. While you're looking, I can tell you that Northern Michigan and Bemidji State leading 4-0 in the third. Michigan Tech beats Ferris State 1-0. They improve to 16-7-3 on the season, while Bowling Green comes up short against St. Thomas, or the Tommies were leading 3-2, excuse me, in the third period. Tommies looking for their eighth win on the season, but they've already won this week. They got $75 million in a donation to build a rink up there to get that Division I program going and have a nice home facility to work with. Did we find anything on Lake State, Minnesota State?
3-2 Minnesota State, final in overtime.
There we go. The Mavericks winning in overtime. ECAC, Harvard and Yale. You had 3-3 for us at last check on that one, I believe it was.
And you know what happens. They don't play overtime.
No, I'm setting you up for this joke. That's the whole point of this, is to say, what do they do, Ian?
Instead of having the shootout, they just put everybody's GPA on the scoreboard table and team with the highest score.
But Harvard won 3-2 anyway. So they didn't
in overtime.
Yeah. But there were other places where they did just what you were saying, like RPI winning 3-2 over Clarkson in overtime. Of course, we saw the Golden Knights from Clarkson over at 5. high serve, where they were the winners of the championship game over the Badgers in the holiday face-off. Colgate 5-zip over Princeton. Quinnipiac shut out by Cornell 4-0. Brown falls to Dartmouth 4-3, while St. Lawrence and Union see Union come out victorious by the score of 3-2. Hockey East, Northeastern 5-1 better than Merrimack. Boston College and Vermont 1-1 in overtime. Maine and Boston University, it's the Terriers from BU winning 5-1 over the Black Bears, while Connecticut and UMass go to overtime, and it is the Huskies from UConn winning 4-3, while UMass Lowell 6-2 better than New Hampshire. NCHC Omaha 4-1 victors over Miami of Ohio. North Dakota, last check, 3-1 in the third period over
4-2 final. North Dakota over Minnesota Duluth.
So old WCHA foes now clash in the NCHC, and it is North Dakota 4-2 victory over the Bulldogs. While Denver and St. Cloud State, all right, hit me with this one. It was 5-3 my Huskies were winning in the third period over Denver in a clash of two of the highly ranked teams.
Yeah, third and fourth. Number three, Denver, is losing to number four, St. Cloud State, 5-3 in the third late.
Colorado College and Western Michigan just getting going late. And Arizona State and RIT in non-conference play getting going. There's no score in the first period. But why don't you hit us with what is your favorite non-conference matchup, the score of the two teams that we love to see in non-conference play here at the Kohl Center earlier
this
year.
Yes, we do. The Long Island Ice Tees with a 3-2 victory over Lindenwood, a final in overtime.
Of course, some action in Badger sports going on tomorrow, and some that's not that was planned for tomorrow. No men's basketball game tomorrow morning at Northwestern. That game postponed due to COVID issues in the Northwestern program. So Tyler Wall, I guess, will get a chance to rest his ankle a little bit more and recover before the Badgers return to action, coming off their win on home court here at the Kohl Center against Penn State earlier this week. The Badger women's basketball team on Sunday here will be on the road at Penn State, and the Badger women's hockey team has a series here this weekend. Saturday and Sunday afternoon, puck drops at 2 p.m. both days. Tomorrow's game is sold out against the Mavericks from Minnesota State. Our final here tonight, 4-0, the Badgers victorious over Ohio State. Our post-game show continues here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
One last time, we come to you from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth inside the Kohl Center here, where the Badgers get this series with Ohio State off with a bang. a 4-0 victory over the Buckeyes. And now the big challenge, Ian, is the Badgers have found themselves in this position before. Just a couple of weeks ago against Notre Dame, they came in here. Badgers looked impressive, got a 2-0 shutout victory, but then weren't able to get the sweep on the next night. In fact, it was the Irish that came out and jumped on them right away. And now the challenge tonight, or tomorrow, is to see if they can repeat this effort. Maybe you haven't even to turn it up a notch, because you know the Buckeyes are going to come out looking to try to salvage a series split.
You know, without Corson Bantle, I got into a situation where I was a little leery until I saw the game develop as to the reshuffling of the forward lines, and they did have to reshuffle. Now you're in a situation where it's just pull one out and put one in, that being the fact that Gorniak will be, I'm sure, out with whatever upper body injury they're going to call it. But the fact of the matter being that Corson Bantle can step into that and do an excellent job. It may change the second unit of the power play. It may change the chemistry of the other lines. But the fact of the matter being is that the Badgers are deeper at forward than they are at defense. And they'll still be without Anthony Kerr, I think, tomorrow. And as long as they can watch the video and takes a lot of positives off it tomorrow morning and see where they did well and a couple times where they screwed up, I think everything will go in the right direction.
A special win for the Badgers that was helped in large part by the special teams. They hold Ohio State's power play scoreless at 2. The Badgers' power play scores twice tonight and goes 2-for-5 and mustered a lot of shots on net with 9 shots on goal. And also maybe just as big as all those, they kept Ohio State's penalty killers from scoring.
Exactly.
They've done it 9 times this year. Keeping them off the board is no easy task.
I'll tell you, with 7 minutes left and you've got, or 8 minutes left and you've got a 5-minute power play, I was so leery, when the score was only 2-0 at the time, I was so leery of Cruz, Kuhlemans, whatever, maybe or Jugnauth, maybe turning it over at the blue line and giving them a lone break. But I think cooler heads prevailed, and I'm sure the coaching staff was in all of their ears saying, don't be trying that cross-ice pass with a guy right in the middle. How about you dump it in the corner and we go get it? So, I agree with the theory of play for the shot, and then if there's a rebound, play for the retrieval.
Badgers get their 10th win in the season, improving to 10-13 overall, now 3-10 in Big Ten play. As always, we thank you for joining us, where tonight the Badgers beat the Buckeyes 4-0. For Ian Perrin, our producer Steve Hirschkin, and our entire Learfield team, we hope you'll be back with us tomorrow evening when the Badgers shoot for their first Big Ten series sweep of the season against the 7th-ranked Buckeyes. Good night from the Kohl Center. You've been listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey, presented by Learfield.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its 4th year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For an hour
news, talk, and sports
talk, from
Vesper
to
Plover.
Sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600 and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Google becomes the latest big tech company to lay off workers, in this case, 12,000 of them. It comes after a pandemic hiring spree. KPIX-TV's Sean Chitness in San Francisco.